This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Drones watching people to ensure social distancing, folks. Drones are watching people. I would have never have believed that this was possible in America. And the cameras in these drones can tell if you're violating these so-called social distancing rules. Now, I just want to stop for a second and have you think about what I just said. We have social distancing rules. They're as arbitrary as how much money they charge you if you jump into the HOV lane, the high occupancy vehicle lane, you know, where you shouldn't be in it. There's certain times of the day because it's there for the people who are carpooling, commuting. And so they say, well, it's a $378.57 fine for being in the HOV lane. Go to any city in America, if they have an HOV lane, they tell you the fines, and the fine is as arbitrary as anything. It's as arbitrary as the parking fine in any city. In some cities, a parking fine is $75. In some cities, a parking fine is $3 for an expired meter. It's arbitrary. But we now have social distancing rules. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Thanks for being a part of what I do each and every day for 5 days a week. I'm glad you guys are here. Let's play that clip on the drones.
Mayors need to be creative. We have to figure out a way to get to people that police cars can't get to.
Elizabeth City Police shot this video for us to show us how drones work. The drones make it easier for police to see into certain areas where access by patrol cars is more difficult. That includes tight spaces between buildings, behind schools, and in backyards. Failure to comply could lead to a summons or a $1,000 fine. Do you think the drones watching over people is a good idea or a bad idea?
I think at this point, it's worth a try.
It's just an invasion of your privacy.
The mayor's heard it all.
My answer to those people are, if these drones save one life, it is clearly worth the activity and the information that the drones are sending.
The drones donated by DJI, a Chinese company, have gone to 43 agencies in 22 states, all to help enforce social distancing rules. Authorities say the drones aren't taking pictures or collecting evidence. It's a high-tech warning against a deadly virus.
Welcome back, everybody, to KevinJacksonShow.com. It's where you can find us and download us, listen to the podcast. If you decide after the fact that you want to hear it or go back and recycle it. Anyway, we're talking about social distancing, Big Brother and social distancing. Drones are being used. Now, look, I get it. We're in a new day. Drones can watch your house. If you could get a drone and it could circle above your house, it could watch the backyard and let you know people are coming in. We got camera systems for doorbells. We got camera systems that can be set. I don't even understand how companies like Brinks and others are still in business. There are more cameras in my house. Break into my house and you are deader than disco. I mean, I know you're coming from half a mile away. It's insane. So I love that technology exists for us to do all these things. I love that the police maybe no longer have to fly a helicopter over and theoretically could have a drone circling and get bad guys. I do. They can't. The way I look at it is they can't deploy to try to find out if you went to go play golf when you told your wife you were going to, you know, to play poker. I don't know. You get what I'm saying? If you're living a normal life, then there's really no reason to look for you. But I am glad that there's a police helicopter that traps bad guys. When you know, and you've seen these shows where the helicopter comes up and they shine a bright light and the guy's hiding under the boat tarp. I'm glad that stuff exists. But we still can go too far with this. What they're looking for in this report, they're talking about social distancing and using drones to verify that you are going to stay within the allotted space, tight space between a building, behind schools and backyards. What? And you could be issued a summons or $1,000 fine? And you know what the guy says? If these drones can just save one life. While meanwhile, we get stories in New York about them letting people die that have this dreaded coronavirus. And what's funny, these drones were sent by the Chinese. I guess everything's made in China these days. So is that something? Is that a conspiracy? Not necessarily. But they were sent by the Chinese. But I love this part of the story where they say they're not taking pictures and they're not collecting evidence. Because I'm going to go dot, 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 yet. So if you're not taking pictures or collecting evidence, how are you going to issue a summons or a $1,000 fine? Eventually, you got to take pictures and collect evidence. They call it a high-tech warning. This is the way they ended that piece. A high-tech warning against what? Do you remember? A deadly virus. How deadly? Diamond and Silk just got dismissed from Fox because they dared question the numbers of the dreaded coronavirus. Now, I don't think that was the case. I think they got dismissed from Fox because their numbers were low and Fox didn't have a reason. So they were looking for anything that they said. In my case, before anybody goes, Kevin, were your numbers low? No. My numbers were not low. My numbers were high. In fact, when I'm on Fox, when I used to be on Fox, I drove the numbers. But it's a different day over there. So anyway, if people don't get the stats and hear what they want to hear, then apparently you get let go. But this is not a deadly virus. I'm going to tell you right now, and for the record, if any radio station doesn't like what I have to say, don't take the show. Kick us off. But this virus is not nearly as deadly as they're letting on. There are more instances of cheating. I hate to put it that way, but that's what cheating on the statistics of this virus, because we now have this reason to go after Donald Trump, which is going after you, and we'll get more into that in a bit. So we have a term now that is permanently in our lexicon. It will be in the dictionary under it's circa 2020, and it's called social distancing. And it's to be enforced. It isn't to be messed around with. You will comply. And I'll tell you more about what's been being done right now to enforce social distancing, or at least to sort of corral you into thinking that it is a must. Something you do naturally.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Rika Hawkins changed the records of 193 absentee voters in Southfield, Michigan. The Michigan Secretary of State says the changes did not impact election results last year. Hawkins is on paid administrative leave until her trial is over. If convicted, she faces up to 14 years in prison.
The Democrats are desperate, everybody. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They're desperate. They want to win at all costs. We'll get more into that. That was about a story about a Democrat changing votes. I don't know how many votes it takes to flip an election. A school board, a council member, a legislator, you know, a state rep, whatever. I don't know how many, but I do know this. The Democrats will try to cheat. Have you been to a theme park recently? The new recreational area for all Americans, a.k.a. your grocery store? The grocery store is the... I hadn't seen a friend of mine, no lie, you guys think I'm kidding, but I'm not. I hadn't seen him in probably 6 months. And you know where we bump into each other? At the grocery store. And he's got mask and gloves on. And he said he did it as a joke. I don't know if he was doing it as a joke or if he's really one of those. But I hadn't seen him in 6 months. I run into him at the grocery store. It has become the community center. In fact, you can't go to Starbucks, but you can order Starbucks and go sit at the grocery store. If I'm lying, I'm dying. You can order stuff. There's a sitting area. You know, most grocery stores now are like mega stores. They've got a reading section. You know, get your magazines, go read somewhere. They got flowers. You know, they got a florist. Some of them have banks. I'm not. You better get out. You better get to that theme park. Walmart is feasting. They are the Disneyland of grocery stores. They have it all. They have restaurants inside of Walmart, and you can. I think they even are doing takeout now. They had them closed for a while, but they got an optical thing. They got a money thing where you can send money to people. You know, Walmart to Walmart. They got TV section. I mean, they got all kinds of stuff, not just food. You go there if you don't have a TV at home or you lost cable. Go to the Walmart. Go check it out. They're the only places open. And here's what's interesting, because we're talking about social distancing. All these stores have markers for social distancing. 6 foot apart. If you're standing waiting for checkout, you know, you used to stand maybe a basket and a half. You know how big a basket is? Well, you would be 2 feet behind that. So you were roughly 5 feet or so behind. Now, no, not 5 feet. 6 feet, because somebody arbitrarily said, wait a minute, 5 feet's not going to do it. It takes 6 feet. Reminds me of something about Mary when the guy's talking about 6 minute abs or 7 minute abs. He goes, I got a solution for that, man. 6 minute abs. They got seven. We got six. Get your abs in 7 minutes versus 6 minutes. It's a funny clip. Okay, maybe you have to see. But yeah, so you got to be 6 feet away, and they got markers. And some of the stores, I'm observing, I'm watching this stuff. If you go at my local grocery store, not the Walmart, they have arrows now telling you one way, go down the aisle. They literally want you to go down this aisle, up this aisle, down. I don't know how they did it. Why isn't it up this aisle and down that aisle? Because somebody just decided every other aisle, make it a down and up. So you go in this weaving sine wave up and down the aisles, in theory, so you never have to pass one another. Don't come opposite of traffic, is what it boils down to. Now, nobody's paying attention to it. When I was there at the recreational area, which I go about every day, it's kind of the way to get out. If they were to set up a little area that had a TV, I bet you'd see people congregating. It's like movie night at the grocery store. And I told you guys the other day, there was a girl standing there. She's supposed to be keeping count of insies and outsies. You know, who's going in and who's going out with a counter. This was at Costco, too. They had a person, you know, five or six people would go out, and then the girl, there would be a person at the exit door, because they had one way in and one way out. And she would go, okay, let in six. And then six people, doo, 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 you can go, you can go, you can go. It's bizarre. Anyway, nobody's paying attention to any of this social distancing stuff, too. I mean, in large degree, the people were certainly 6 feet back. And it's exaggerated, right? They're 8 feet back. So there's a big distance. And, of course, you got people wearing all the masks and stuff. But I'm going to tell you, I just talked about the drones. Eventually, there'll be a cop in Walmart going, hey, listen, you violated your space. Can you imagine? We might even get like some sort of a marker. I want you to think of it as a beacon on your body. And if somebody comes into your space, beep, it goes off, and you get too many beeps during the day, and somebody comes and gives you a ticket. I'm going to tell you, folks, the world has changed. America has changed. And while the election of Donald Trump has us winning in a lot of ways, we took some major steps back. I want you to think of it. We live in a time when the president of the United States is a rock star. He is draining the swamp. He is improving our lives. I'm talking about pre-Chinese Wuhan. The United States was on a rise that we had never seen, and that no country anywhere at any time in history has ever been more prosperous and moving in the right direction than at the time of pre-Chinese Wuhan. And Donald Trump, on top of that, was draining the swamp. And our rights have been stolen right from under the nose of a guy who, by anybody's measure, is a rock star president. So we now self-quarantine. We've gifted the Bill of Rights to the leftists, the real tyrants, bureaucrats who put politics over taxpaying citizens, all to punish us for not voting the way that they demanded in 2016. And these guys have lied about everything. They've lied about Russian collusion. And by now, you know that was a lie. And it was proven, and still will be proven, in ways coming up in the near future that are going to decimate the Democrats. Democrats told us, you got to respect the FBI. Well, do you? Do you respect the FBI? Do you respect Comey? Do you respect Strzok? Page? McCabe? Do you respect the CIA? Do you respect John Brennan? Do you respect Clapper of the NSA? Do you respect any of these guys? Because I don't. I hold them in contempt. Do you feel better or worse about Barack Obama's scandal-free administration, and yet we give up our rights?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City.
Crenshaw speaking there on Fox News. President Trump meeting with New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy at the White House. The president saying the United States will come back stronger than ever. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is defending retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn on social media a day after newly unsealed FBI notes revealed that top officials contemplated prosecuting him before interviewing him. A note from an undisclosed FBI official read, "What's our goal? Truth slash admission, or get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired." Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is reacting to the news.
They're devastating evidence of the lengths they were willing to go to disregard all prior protocols. They had only special violations of every protocol known for him because they were determined to take him out. It's abuse of their authority at every turn.
The Department of Defense is handing out nearly 4 million medical masks and 14 million non-medical masks across the United States in response to coronavirus. Over 92 million exam gloves will also be distributed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Much going on around the country, around the world, as we prepare here in America to get back to normal. Normal being pre-Chinese Wuhan discussion, you know, activities and what have you. And the Democrats fight going back to normal. And they've implemented certain types of rules that will make sure that we do not go back to normal. And they're called social distancing rules. Now, these are common sense things that most people go, I'm not getting in your space. I know you have a circle around you that I shouldn't step in. And the closer, the more intimate you are with a person, the closer that circle gets. Right? For example, if you have a spouse, you obviously violate all kinds of social distancing because you nuzzle up, you cuddle. Same with your children. If it's a friend, you give them a hug, right? If it's an acquaintance, you give them a shug. There's a distance. And what's funny, your circle gets larger the less you know somebody. That social distancing is based on familiarity. It is a natural thing. And you know what the Democrats are saying? Everybody's a stranger. Think about it. Everybody's a stranger. And Big Brother likes to get involved with social distancing and making new rules for things that violate common sense. You know how to social distance. You know, I'm going to throw a party and you'll tell your friends, look, if you're sick, don't come. So you know how to social distance. If your kid is sick, do you send your kid to school? You'll send your kid to school with an upset stomach or something like that. But I wouldn't send my sons to school with a fever. Things like that. You know how to social distance. These are common sense things. But we've got the Democrats with their backs against the wall to such a degree that they have no choice but to try to figure something out, to change the way you view life. And I talked about it earlier. I'll give you an example, and I'm going to use it again, but I'm going to be quick about it. The FBI. We're supposed to respect the FBI just because. There's plenty of evidence that shows there's no reason to respect them. But they're trying to figure out, can we lie to you? Can we make you do something that you don't want to do, even when you know that these people are wrong? We know the FBI is crooked. We know it. We know that they lied about Ukrainian extortion on behalf of President Trump, and they had a failed impeachment. So nonsensical. One has to imagine how the Democrats pushed it that far. Joe Biden is the one who actually attempted to extort the Ukrainians so they would not prosecute his crackhead son. Has he faced the music on it? No, he got a temporary pass. Not just temporary. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. We'll tell you on the Kevin Jackson Show how they're not going to be able to make it. Things are not going to get better for Creepy Joe. I'll be talking about him later in the broadcast. And now we have lies about a pandemic. A fake pandemic. A hoax of a pandemic. All why? To get Donald Trump. All to get you and me. All so that the Democrats can keep power. So what we have, what you're witnessing, is pure desperation on behalf of the Democrats. And the reason why I always try to point these things out is because we're winning in some ways and we're losing in many others. We're losing in the way that we have reacted to this pandemic. The Democrats are chuckling because they're going, there's a kink in the armor here. They have no other way to win. Donald Trump's beat him on the economy. He's beat him on domestic and foreign policy, trade policy, you name it. Tax policy, he's winning. So the only thing left for them to do is to try to torpedo the economy and to take away your rights and to get you to do it voluntarily, practically voluntarily. Because we finally got smart and we had these rallies that said, look, enough is enough. I can tell you this, in Arizona, and Ducey is a Republican, but in Arizona, the beaches, I know Arizona, you can talk about beaches, we have lakes packed. They were packed the other day. It was hot. It was 98 degrees. Beaches packed. Nobody giving a crap about social distancing. So you're battling back. But that doesn't mean they aren't going to try to stop you. If they can't clamp down on Trump, they're going to definitely try to oppress the people that support Donald Trump. I see things all the time from Holly weirdos going, you people who don't support Donald Trump, you people are evil, you're crazy, you're this. And I want to fire back an email, a video every single time and go, no, you're the crazy ones. I'll prove to you you're crazy, Robert De Niro, Bryan Cranston, and whoever else. I'll prove how crazy you are. As I've said many times, people, the Democrats hate us for being right. Because our being right means they are dreadfully wrong. This isn't a relationship where, you know, you're having a conversation with your spouse and your right means she's wrong or her right means you're wrong. It doesn't. That's not it. Because there is no right and wrong technically in relationships. If you've done something that this person doesn't agree with, you can actually both be right. And you can actually both be wrong. The question is, can you evolve in your relationship beyond, well, I was right. One for me. Ding, 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 ding. No, one for me. Ding, ding, ding. You don't keep score that way. Yeah. But see, when it comes to politics, it really is that simple that there is right and there is wrong. And the problem with wrong with the Democrats is their wrongs really screw you up. Really, if somebody has a feeling in a relationship and they feel that you've offended them or whatever, you can technically be wrong based on their opinion, even though you weren't trying to offend them. But when it comes to tax policy or trade policy or whatever, you're right or you're wrong and it'll prove itself out. And no matter what we talk about in terms of proving ourselves out, year after year, a decade after decade, century after century, that capitalism is the best form of government. The Democrats go, no, it isn't. Socialism is better. Socialism. So they are dreadfully wrong. They've been upended to their rotten cores, and they don't want to admit it. The one thing that people do when they are wrong, and I'm talking about absolutely emphatically wrong, where there is a right and a wrong. Thou shalt not kill, but you killed. Thou shalt not steal, but you stole. And not to protect your family or to feed yourself from starvation. Just because you wanted to. That's what Democrats do. So, if you think you can reason with them, you are delusional. And I'm going to repeat this and prove it. Consider the reality of the very world that they live in, the Trump world. A world where every one of their wet dreams was satisfied. With respect to, okay, you've got blacks, Latinos, and women making strides, heavily employed, most employed in the history of people. You have an economy that has closed the gap between the rich and the poor, raising the average median income, putting more people back to work across all spectrums than anybody. I could go on talking about LGBT. Every group in the country has improved, and the Democrats are still not satisfied. That is the reality. So Donald Trump was freeing America. He was putting power back into the hands of the states, putting power back into the hands of the people, up until the time of the Chinese Wuhan virus. And then Democrats got smart. They figured out how to reach farther into the body of the Constitution and rip its heart out. And now we're sitting there watching it beat in their hands. And the body is looking at that heartbeat, not even realizing that it's dead yet. That's how close we are. You want me to prove it? We've got the government who's now telling us things like, this is an essential business, this is a non-essential business. And Daniel Greenfield of the Front Page, he posed an interesting question around the government overplaying its hand. That's not the way he formed his opinion, but essentially that's the way I took it. And this article says, how do I report a non-essential business that's still open? Mayor Eric Garcetti asked. But the real question is, what sort of people want an answer to that question? Informing on friends and neighbors used to be something that socialists on the other side of the Iron Curtain would do. What kind of people, we used to wonder, do things like that? Wonder no more. Cities and states across the country have made it the hour of the aspiring informant. If you've always longed to live in Cuba, North Korea, or USSR, all you have to do is dial 1-800-INFORM. The smiling L.A. boss, who despite the order to close barbershops and hair salons, is neatly coiffed, warns that business ambassadors, an Orwellian euphemism for enforcement agents who shut down businesses, will visit non-compliant businesses, followed by personnel from the crisis response team, followed by law enforcement, showing up, and then barbers will be tossed into prison. This is the new world, the new normal of the Democrats, all based on a fake pandemic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
1984, the book written by Orwell that talked about this dystopian society where we're narking on each other, you're being watched, Big Brother is watching you. I mean, this is where we are. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. If you want to give me a ring, 844-551-8255. Talking about a government that a society that we never thought would exist, one where neighbor narks on neighbor for what? Essential versus non-essential businesses. Not proper social distancing. And we're delving into it city by city. And I just talked about Mayor Garcetti, a leftist out of Los Angeles, who is essentially saying, if you see a business open, let us know so we can go find them and shut them down, because it's for the greater good. If it could just save one life. Meanwhile, people kill each other in L.A. every day over nonsense, over $5, over nothing. But if they can just save one life from this dreaded non-pandemic coronavirus, a.k.a. Chinese Wuhan, that's the way the Democrats do it. How do you cope? I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine from California. She's exacerbated. She's like, I don't even know what to say. She's embarrassed. I mean, most people that I know from California are embarrassed about their state's politics. But nothing changes. It's to the point now in California where your vote against the establishment just doesn't matter. You might as well live in China. When I lived in China, I would talk to people. I'd say, hey, you got a new prime minister. They go, really? Okay, well, good. And I go, really? What do I impact that decision? They know. They've just written it off. I don't have any input. Anyway, going back to this Big Brother social distancing and everything that's happening and the narc culture that we have, Daniel Greenfield, the front page, writes, in New York City, on the other side of the country, informing on anybody violating social distancing is as easy as taking a photo with your app. Now it's easier than ever, Mayor de Blasio, whose hair is also suspiciously styled, informs Gestapo Gothamites. When you see a crowd, when you see a line that's not distance, when you see a supermarket that's too crowded, anything, you can report it right away. All you got to do is take a photo, put the location with it, send it, and bang, we will make sure that enforcement comes right away. Greenfield quips, if only Stalin had smartphones. He also said this, de Blasio, we want local governments to enforce social distancing rules. I want to be more aggressive with enforcement because the evidence shows that people are violating it now more than ever. Like his brother, the governor. This is what I said, de Blasio said that, but it was a Cuomo. Chris Cuomo caught out of quarantine in the Hamptons with his family, knowing that he was infected. And even as his brother announced $1,000 fines, Chris Cuomo went to the Hamptons place, out and about. You know, somebody asked him, your brother is the coronavirus czar, and you're not even following his rules. Unnecessary travel. But no point in reporting the numbers to the people that are in power. Every mayor, governor, who has shut down barbershops and hair salons is boasting about obvious haircuts. Some, like Chicago's Mayor Lightfoot, got caught getting her hair done. But all you have to do is look at the others. She gets snagged. See, for the Democrats in power, these bureaucrats, it is do as I say, not as I do. The rules and the laws do not apply to them or the people that they support. You think that shop owner that does de Blasio's hair or Lightfoot's hair or Garcetti's hair is going to get fined? Anyway, Lightfoot's administration wants reports of non-essential businesses staying open so she can levy $10,000 fines. Just don't report the person doing her hair. Investigators have been responding to complaints, Mayor Lightfoot declared, but just not about her. It's not just New York, Chicago, and L.A. informing on your friends and neighbors. It's a nationwide trend where smartphone technology meets commissarianism. This is what Daniel Greenfield writes. Chula Vista, California, advertises that its official app can be used to report, quote, groups not adhering to the COVID-19 stay-at-home directive in both English and Spanish. Santa Clara, California, set up a public health referral email address at the DA's office urging rats to call or email. In Hays County, Texas, Judge Ruben Becerra was asked how he plans to keep, quote, non-essential customers out of Lowe's, Home Depot, and other stores. And he replied, call the police in the city the store is located. My order comes with a fine. Take pics, get proof. Becerra is a Democrat who wanted to grant to protect illegals. Frisco, Texas, updated its My Frisco app to allow people to report lack of social distancing or non-essential business. In Rochelle, New York, the police stand ready to receive reports about non-essential social gatherings. You getting scared yet? Oh, you want more? Riverside, California launched an app to report non-essential businesses. The police in Redding, California added a feature to their site for reporting stay-at-home violations. You starting to see this? Social distancing is the new norm. It is the thing that the Democrats have now put into our psyche. It says, you will stay this far away. Forget about it today. You walk by, I walk by people. I've violated social distancing rules so much I should be in the hooscow, okay? But what about 10 years from now? What about for your kids and your grandkids? What's it going to be? If we're on this slope right now in a time where we're winning, we have everything in our favor. We have the court system. We have Supreme Court, federal judges, district judges. We have more governors, more state reps, etc. We feasted and continue to feast during the time of Trump. We've proven our ideology, and we're still not winning in the battle of this. I mean, this is amazing to me. Mayor Lauren Poe of Gainesville, Florida, has urged residents to report gatherings. Kansas City cops have deployed a hotline. The Houston mayor's office is asking citizens to report non-essential entities violating current stay-home, work-safe orders. Harris County has its own number for reporting non-essential entities. A potential difference between non-essential business and entities is that the latter can refer not to just stores and companies, but to any kind of organization. Yeah. A non-essential entity. The wave of cities unveiling snitching hotlines, websites, and apps isn't the most depressing thing, though, Greenfield writes. Many of these are a response to 911 and city numbers being overloaded with calls from informers eager to rat out their friends, neighbors, and anyone else they're not happy with. Las Vegas cops have asked people to stop calling 911 to report non-essential businesses. I say call 911 and report everything you see on leftists. Report them. I saw this guy with his Obama sticker, and he got out next to a dude with another Obama sticker, and they got within 4 feet of each other. Bogged down the system. That's what the left does. Greenfield goes on to write, the true tragedy is not that government bureaucrats want people to inform on its neighbors, it's that so many people are eager to do the informing. Totalitarian systems are a lot easier to defeat than the internalized totalitarian mindset that we've seen in socialist countries around the world. It takes very little searching to find countless social media queries by people seeking to inform on others. They eagerly include photos and videos in their denunciation to the authorities. By early April, 500 complaints about non-essential businesses had come into Chicago. The authorities didn't have to intimidate anybody into filing the complaints. As in Vegas, people were eager to do it. And $120,000 in fines were handed out to just 8 Chicago businesses. People eagerly reported bars and hair salons staying open, along with businesses deemed essential, like auto shops. We have met the enemy, and he is living on our block, in our neighborhood, all along. The socialist isn't an alien from another planet. He's a foul corner office in the human soul. Americans have a difference. We're not like East Germans and Russians and all that. I mean, we're all human beings and we can be made into something. But the American spirit is supposed to prevail over all of this. And the Democrats now are tearing away at that. And if they win that battle, there is no way for us to come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.